League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
Well, have we got a show for you here tonight. Welcome in, Fanatics, soccer, football fans, sports fans, and even channel surfers. We'll let you talk the world's game tonight. We have got a ton to talk about when it comes to World Cup qualifiers tonight, including the U.S.-Mexico CONCACAF. But also we'll do some CONMEBOL talk, too. It was a big day in world soccer, or a big couple of days. Dynamo entertaining the New York Red Bulls this weekend. We'll talk Dynamo Red Bull lineup options. Two teams that both have pressing styles that will collide at BBVA Compass Stadium. Hope there's some interest in people to go down there this weekend. All the home games for the Houston Dynamo have been entertaining, attack-oriented soccer. They have some challenges. We'll talk about that tonight. We have an incredible interview tonight. Legendary player for Manchester United, Norman Whiteside, also represented Northern Ireland in two World Cups. 17 years old, 42 days when he went to the World Cup. Can you imagine that, being a 17-year-old and going to the World Cup? Kind of segues beautifully into all the attention Christian Pulisic is getting with the U.S. national team. We're going to talk about him tonight as well. We're going to want your thoughts throughout the evening. 713-780-3776. Shep Messing, the former goalkeeper for the New York Cosmos, back in the NASL heyday. He will join me tonight. He's the Red Bulls analyst, and we'll get all his thoughts on the Red Bulls. Pre-match thoughts on this Major League Soccer game this weekend from midfielder Alex and Andrew Wenger. By the way, Alex tells me in this interview that for 7 years he played with Paulinho, who hit for a hat-trick for Brazil in one of their World Cup qualifiers these past couple of days. So pretty interesting stuff from Alex that maybe we didn't know. Andrew Wenger will also join me. Plus, in studio live, and I'm saying hello, I guess, right now, Victor, to all our Facebook fans out there who are checking it out, Facebook Live. Thank you very much for doing that. Your questions, always appreciated. And your attention to the show always is a great contribution. Call in throughout the show, 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. Hit me up on Twitter throughout the show. We can read some of that at Glenn Davis Soc. Facebook, Soccer Matters. Instagram, Glenn Davis Soccer. So we've got Dynamo Red Bull tickets to give away here tonight. We got Mexico-Ghana tickets. It's going to be a big night here. I'm excited to do this show here tonight, and I hope you are as well. We always stream at ESPN975.com, so we're out there on the internet highway. Podcasts will always show up on iTunes and Podcast Arena. And we're one of the most sought-after podcasts here at the station. So thank you, soccer fans, for doing that. By the way, your support of this show, it's a very simple equation. Your support of this show keeps it on the air, keeps sponsors happy. So let's keep talking our sport here tonight. No questions are out of bounds. So U.S.-Honduras, absolute blowout. Bruce Arena's first qualifier coming back. First thing that stood out to me was just I could not believe the tactics of Pinto and Honduras. To be that open, to be that open that early, to negate what was, I believe, their most dangerous asset, and that was what we have witnessed here in Houston in Major League Soccer, Romel Kioto and Albert Elise on the counterattack. What I loved about the United States was very early they saw what they were doing, and very early they decided, you know what, we're bypassing midfield, we're going to hit balls direct. Whether it was Jeff Cameron, Tim Howard, John Brooks, they all recognized it early. And that, to me, told me they were prepared for this from Honduras. I simply was stunned at the tactics of Honduras. Sebastian Legette gets the first goal. Poor guy. He was on this show the Wednesday before it. Bad tackle. He's out 4 to 6 months. And I guess that just tells you how quickly things can go from a place of being on top of the mountain here to now being out wondering about getting back into the game 4 to 6 months from now. The tackle from Alvarado was bad. It was a shame. Elise went the whole match for Honduras. He also did in their second match. Kyoto went out injured. He did not make it on the bench for Honduras in their 1-1 draw with Costa Rica yesterday. So I would say he's probably doubtful for this weekend, but who knows? Boniac Garcia came on in the latter stages of games in the final 15 minutes when we're talking about Dynamo players here. DeMarcus Beasley did not get a game. I actually thought he was going to get the start. Jorge Villafana. Well, guess what? He's done a nice job of solidifying himself in that left-back position because he's got to be right now the go-to guy there after those two games. 713-780-3776. So let's talk United States. I saw some people disappointed in the second match. What are you disappointed about? We were all getting talked off the ledge after bad results against Mexico and Costa Rica. You got 4 points. You're right back in it. You're going to qualify for the World Cup. What are we disappointed about? 713-780-3776. So we'll talk U.S.-Panama last night, U.S.-Honduras. Neymar and Brazil, they're back. And we saw them at their worst when Germany ripped them apart in the World Cup. I mean, everybody was in tears. The whole country was crying. Players were crying. There was all this raising your arms to the crowd as if you couldn't get it done on your own. They're back, and they're back because of a mature Neymar, I think. 33 points, they sit atop CONMEBOL. Right now, and CONMEBOL's a beast. I mean, there's no World Cup qualifying process as difficult as that one. Brazil on 33 points, Colombia on 24, Uruguay on 23, Chile on 23, Argentina in the fifth spot on 22. The Lionel Messi suspension, I think we need to talk about that as well. Said a referee said he heard nothing about it. So that means the lines person, the linesman, the lineswoman, did not even say anything to the referee during the course of the game. Seems a little bizarre to me. And unless there's more information coming out that I don't know about, and you can enlighten me at 713-780-3776, it's pretty bizarre. And that doesn't mean he didn't say something that was wrong. But why wasn't he punished at the time of the incident? Why didn't the lines person go to the referee? Strange. And he's out 4 games. And Argentina lost at this ungodly elevation and altitude in Bolivia. That's a joke. I mean, that's got to change. That's a total joke. What an advantage that is for Bolivia. Because most of those Bolivian players are all home-based. They're playing in it. They're used to it. And then Ecuador on 20 points. Peru and Paraguay still feel they're in it on 18. 713-780-3776. Who do we have here, Tyler, starting it off tonight? All right, let's go to Jonathan. Jonathan, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm very good. Yourself, Jonathan?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I'm from New Jersey, but I just wanted to say I catch your show as a podcast every week, and it's great that you're one of the few consistent places, you know, the fans can really debate and talk to you.
Well, you know, I'm a fellow Jerseyan. You know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I'm from North Jersey. Yeah. Garden State. Don't we get unfairly judged by Newark Airport?
I think I just saw it was ranked the third worst airport in the country by Forbes, of course, behind LaGuardia.
Yeah, but it's so sad. Everybody lands at Newark and they go, New Jersey's an armpit. And then 20 minutes down the road going west, the reason they call it the Garden State is because of all the beautiful trees and flowers and gardens. You know, it's not all Sopranos and Jersey Shore, right?
I love it. I wouldn't live anywhere else.
There you go. Platform is yours.
All right. So I just wanted to talk to you. You know, I have a Mexican mother, and one of the reasons I think I really appreciate your show is you always tend to give a nod to the fact of, more so than a lot of other big U.S. soccer personalities, he always kind of give a nod to the fact that Liga MX and El Tri are huge. And I just wanted to know, you know, I feel like sometimes the soccer fans in the U.S., there's almost like a segregation of three separate worlds between the MLS fans. You know, I'm a season ticket holder for the Red Bulls. Mm-hmm. And of course, I have my Liga MX. I'm a Chivas fan. And then, of course, you know, being near New York City, I like to go to the city and get to some of the foreign European soccer bars. And I don't know how we can get all three of these different groups to really help grow soccer together, because I feel like there's really almost like a separate bubble for each of these groups.
Yeah, I think it's pretty interesting that, you know, everybody's allowed to have their preference and the thing that they like. I don't jam MLS down people's throats, but I definitely am going to defend it in where it has come. When you're somebody who's grown up in the U.S. soccer system like myself, I think there's a lot to be excited about. I mean, the investment in the game now, the quality of the league growing. But then in a city like I'm in, like Houston, Liga MX is monster, and it's competition for Major League Soccer. And that's why a lot of times you'll hear me on this show talking about how are the Dynamo going to get more relevant down here, and they can't do it. They can't do it without the Hispanic and Latino fan, not in this city. If we ever aspire to be like a Portland or a Seattle, and why wouldn't we in Houston, it has to include the Hispanic fan. And it's amazing how many people say to me that, oh, it's not really that big a deal, and, you know, they're not going to support MLS, and I don't buy that. I think a lot of them do support it. I don't think there's any problem with supporting two teams. You can be a Chivas fan like you, and you can also be a New York Red Bulls fan. I mean, what's the difference? I mean, what's the problem? You go to games live, and you can watch your teams. Now, sometimes the times conflict, but this is the sport of soccer. It's passionate. And in this city, as diverse as we are in Houston, you can't just play to the middle-class crowd out at soccer parks. That's part of it, but you want deeper, more rooted, passionate fans involved, because then you won't have all those no-shows at games, you know, that have bought tickets supposedly and don't show up. So I think it can all be meshed together. I think it comes down to the quality of the game. I'm very interested to see where the on-field product takes the Dynamo this year, because it is a far more entertaining product that Wilmer Cabrera has put out here.
I have to say that I really enjoy watching the two Texas teams, Dallas and Houston, and even to some extent Atlanta, because there seems to be such a Latin flair to those clubs with their DP signings and the speed and the flair. I really enjoy those two clubs there in Texas.
Yeah, and I think a real effort's been made, certainly, to play that sort of style. I mean, look, what do Hispanic fans like? They appreciate the technical side of the game. They love the tricks and flicks. They love the show. They want entertainment. And I think sometimes we really lose our way here and forget that this is entertainment now. You know, you got to have a reason, a real good purpose of play to get people to come to a stadium, especially when it's 90 degrees. They're not going to sit there and watch 8,000 passes in your own half of the field and teams that play for corner kicks and long throw-ins. They want entertainment. They want it during the run of play. They want individuals. They want some interesting personalities. And I don't think there's any question a remake of a Dynamo product on the field here is the first thing that's got to occur. And I think it is happening so far.
So I'll let you go on this last question. I really appreciate taking the time to talk to me. Just wanted to know if you watched El Tri this weekend and what you think of the team, what you think of how they're doing, how they look as a squad with Osorio, and also what do you think El Tri needs to kind of get to that next level of being more of a top 10 type national team? And thank you again.
All right. Thank you so much for listening in. I appreciate that very much. So El Tri, I thought they were actually outplayed by Costa Rica in that qualifier in the first half, but they did produce two goals. Chicharito got his. They were a team that were missing a ton of people as well, so you have to give them credit. They still found a way to get results. I think in Trinidad and Tobago they were fortunate because I think that Jovan Jones goal, which was spectacular, should not have been called back. no question. But, you know, they can find ways to get results even when things aren't going their best. But I think, look, Mexico is an incredible soccer-playing nation. It is an excellent team. It is the cream of the crop right now in CONCACAF. I don't think there's any question. We would all admit that. They are getting players tons of experience overseas in Europe. And I think we all know that that's very important nowadays for both the United States, Mexico, even other teams in CONCACAF that have gotten players into these other professional environments that have made national teams a little bit more difficult. Another thing I would just point out, Juan Carlos Osorio is constantly changing lineups, changing things. And we know some managers are very successful doing that. After the demolition in the Copa Centenario by Chile, you know, people were questioning why was he hired. I think after he beat the United States in Columbus, people are looking a little bit differently at Juan Carlos Osorio. And right now he's got him atop of the of CONCACAF, so in World Cup qualifying. So I, you know, all credit to him. I mean, he's an incredibly pressure filled situation winning these people over. And the fans of Mexico, because not only did they want to win, but they want to win with quality, clearly. But I do think, you know, that Keylor Navas bungled that play. I mean, I actually thought Costa Rica was playing some very good soccer in the first half against Mexico. All right, we're going to take a break here. As we go to break, quick word here for a couple of our sponsors. I'll start here as host of Soccer Matters, reminding you that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on a patio, post up at a pool, or come out to a Dynamo game. But most importantly, grab your friends and an ice-cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, official beer of the Houston Dynamo and sponsor of Soccer Matters, Wednesdays at 7. Also, soccer fans, the real soccer pub in Edo is the King's Court. It's right next to the stadium at 903 Hutchins on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. 13 TVs at King's Court. They show Premier League matches, Dynamo matches, World Cup qualifiers, Champions League, NFL Sunday Ticket. King's Court has 24 taps, full bar, extensive selection of spirits, plus wonderful pub food. Get over to King's Court. I hang out after Dynamo matches there. El Batallón, the supporters group, is there. It is fun. They've got bands. People are just loose and having a great time. You can visit the rooftop deck and patio, and you can sit right there in the shadows of BBVA Compass Stadium. Go in, say hello to Jay at King's Court, kingscourttexas.com. We will take a Bud Light break right now. When we come back, we've got a lot more to go here. We'll take phone calls at 713-780-3776. Also, Manchester United legend Norman Whiteside.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
It's sloppy at the back from Honduras. Pulisic tackled over by Figueroa, out to the hole. Today, and Pulisic's going to get there in time. It's loose, and it's tapped in by Sebastian Legette. It is a dream start for the United States.
Six goals in 54 minutes for the United States. 6-0 winners over Honduras. We can talk about that tonight. 713-780-3776. Quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. You know I'm passionate about food. You can even call me a foodie if you want. Liberty Kitchen knows how to serve up lunch, supper, and brunch. Think of it as modern American comfort food, classics taken up several notches. Great burgers, mac and cheese, chicken fried. It's farm-stand, crisp food that Liberty Kitchen will stamp its claim on. They'll own it. Big flavor served at a neighborhood social. Some of the staples there. Deviled eggs topped with fried oysters, Dixie fried chicken, Creole gumbo with crab meat, grilled chops, Cowboy Surfers, po' boys, steaks, ribs, and fish. Don't forget the raw bar for those of you who might be like me and like raw oysters. Signature cocktails, cold beer. Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop, lunch, supper, and brunch. Locations of Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, River Oaks, Rice Village, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City. Quick word here also. The third annual Shipley Donuts Dash benefiting Kids Meal will be in Saturday. Will be in town Saturday, April 22nd. There's a two-mile course featuring a donut-themed obstacle on a family-friendly route near downtown Houston. It will be the sweetest fun run in town. All right, welcome back to the show. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number as we continue on here. Moira Manotis will be in studio, and he's arrived already, and he will be joining us live. We're going live on Facebook right now. So Moira Manotis will be on here in the next segment, so we're excited to have Moira in, and we really appreciate this very talented young Houston Dynamo striker coming on the show here. All right, I think it's time for that little thing we call Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light.
Game on, man.
Here's Glenn Davis.
Game on.
With Game On for 90.
Presented by Bud Light. Game on.
All right, I'm on the clock right now. It's exciting, it's real, it's legitimate. Yes, the U.S. is birthing its next Landon Donovan. It comes in the form of Christian Pulisic. Plays regularly in the German Bundesliga for Dortmund in front of crowds of 60,000 plus. By the way, he turned 18. He's also now quickly becoming the focal point of the U.S. national team. If you don't believe me, then simply close your eyes and envision the U.S. national team right now, right here, without him. You get my drift. He's changing the face of U.S. soccer. He has given hope and possibility to the fan base. And yes, he's a subject of tons of attention at 18 years of age. Now, some are already wanting to decide who should get the credit for his development, when we all know it's a combination of many, many things. In fact, with the way player development is set up in the U.S., everyone is always quickly there to say that they developed a specific player. It happens all the time in a youth community and throughout the levels of soccer in this country. Pulisic himself has told many that a year spent in England at the age of seven was highly influential, playing basically street soccer. One must think his coaches during his youth career deserve credit as well, as the environment and coaching container that occurs at the great German side Dortmund. Let's not forget his parental element. His father played professionally in the indoor game, lives in Germany with him, to my knowledge, and is in and around him all the time. This kid's grounded. The development of a soccer player comes through time and varied experiences. Varied coaches, varied environments. How about we just say credit all around, and one thing we should add to the mix, and that is the young man himself, Christian Pulisic. How can we not be enamored with his maturity beyond years, humble nature, and amazing skill set, and the way that he looks at the game very differently through his lens? All I can say is sit back, enjoy this young soccer talent, because the U.S. would be a different team without him. The best is yet to come, and that is Game On for 90, brought to you by Bud Light. So if you want your say on Christian Pulisic, 713-780-3776. Has he gotten you more excited about the U.S. national team? How can he not? And by the way, last night, him and Darlington Nagby driving out of midfield, running with the ball over distance, it's an element that the U.S. has not had. And it will make teams look very, very differently. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight. 713-780-3776. I think, Tyler, what I'd like to do now is roll the Norman Whiteside interview. And before we get to the Whiteside interview, I just want to remind you, Norman Whiteside is going to be in Houston. He is going to be a part of an event on June 16th. It's a night with legendary Manchester United striker and midfielder Norman Whiteside. Chelsea's Bobby Tambling as well. It's June 16th. It will benefit a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund, cccfund.org. There will be a full meal, raffle, auction items. There's jerseys there from Christian Pulisic and a bunch of other things. And you know what I think, Tyler? Let's hold off because we're getting a bunch of calls on Pulisic, and I want to get people on the air. We will run the Norman Whiteside interview tonight because it is exceptional. All right, let's go to Oscar. We'll start Oscar first. Oscar, what's on your mind tonight?
Hello. How are you? Good afternoon.
Hi, Oscar. How are you? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about Pulisic and Nagby the other night. I mean, these guys, they definitely bring some exciting momentum to the team. I think, you know, we didn't have a lot of quality guys that could push the ball forward the way they have been, they've been doing. I think Nagby's been a little bit more impressive to me, maybe because I didn't know him as well as Pulisic being in Germany. But he seems to just be very good with the ball, controlling it with multiple defenders around him. They just kind of get me excited for the future because they're both young talents. And, I mean, the move that Pulisic made to make the run and then had the patience to stop and then actually be mature enough to pass that over to Dempsey to knock that in. It just showed his quality and his, like you said, his poise and his maturity at a young age. So
how about the fact that he absolutely jumped on Felipe Baloy in a matter of seconds? Not everybody can do that quickly. And like you said, turns him inside out, then sort of finds real clarity in his mind to find Clint Dempsey. Yeah, I'm with you there 100%. On Darlington Nagby, I would say this, and I thought he was great both ways. I thought he worked his tail off defensively as well. But at what point is he really going to, after all these long runs and getting into the final third, produce the end product? Laying on the final ball that leads to a quality chance, creating his own chance, whatever it is. I think we've seen such great things out of him. The only thing is, when does he add the end product to these long runs, which I think come each and every game from him?
No, yeah, I agree with you. I did notice that he pushed forward and he's just not getting the right play. I think that you see the difference with Pulisic and how he can make the right play when he gets down into the final third. But I think that over time he'll probably, you know, learn and be able to improve in that area and then provide the quality, you know, either a pass or the finish or whatever we need in the final third. But I think just the exciting momentum that they bring for the United States is a plus. I know we tied yesterday, was it last night, I believe? And you know.
Yeah, 1-1-1-1 in Panama.
Yeah, when's our next game? Is it the beginning of April or something like that?
You know what? When is it? Victor, do you know when the next World Cup qualifying is for CONCACAF? June, I think. I think it's June, but we'll get that to you. But the United States, I don't think there's any question. There's so much more excitement around the team, and a lot of it is centered around this young man. I mean, you take those two guys out of that team, and that element of pace and speed and penetration disappears. It's a different national team, with all due respect, right?
Yeah, I agree. I didn't really like the Zusi play. I don't know if he was playing right back. They were killing him on that right side. I think they even talked about it on the broadcast a little bit. I don't think that's his normal position. I don't really know where he's playing now, but I know when he first joined the team, he was more of a midfielder. So
yeah.
I think they were beating him with pace on the outside. I don't think that's really his mindset. He's more of a passing, kind of making the right play guy. I don't know how defensive-minded he is yet. So,
in his defense, I will say that he was isolated a lot one-on-one. He did have Pulisic in front of him, who was definitely pushing into the attack. I think he fought his way through it. You know, I sense there was a bunch of U.S. fans, like, expecting another five-goal game, and it's just like, come on, let's get in reality. It's not easy anywhere in these countries. It's not going to be aesthetically great, beautiful soccer. Mexico struggled. And all these teams who played very poorly on Friday night turned around and became different animals. Trinidad and Tobago was representative after playing very poorly against Honduras, even though they won. Against Mexico, Honduras morphed into a different animal and should have gotten 3 points at home, ended up in a 1-1 draw with Costa Rica. And then there's Honduras, who absolutely got thrashed, dismantled, ripped apart, you name it, had poor tactics under their manager and hit the U.S. at a very bad time, the U.S. performing great. And, you know, they turn it around and play better in their second game. So, you know, it's a very tricky thing. I don't think when we say that CONCACAF is a different animal and problematic for a number of different reasons, I really think we have to kind of honor that. Look, 4 points in 2 games, you're right back in it. What more can you say?
I agree with that. No, definitely. It's you know, it's in a game. These teams are playing with a lot of pride. So, you know, hopefully we keep a little bit of this momentum. I mean, anytime you can tie away, that's good. Like you said, 4 points in two games. Let's just get back on the right track and keep the momentum going. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you very much, Oscar. 713-780-3776. So I'll take thoughts on U.S. and Panama. I'll take thoughts on Mexico. Neymar and Brazil, they're back. What a performance from Alexis Sanchez. The Netherlands, Danny Blind is out after a 2-0 loss to Bulgaria. There's so much going on. We can talk about the Dynamo as well. And we've got a man in studio that very well could be in the starting lineup this weekend in Mauro Manotas. If, in fact, Romel Kyoto was not available, he did not make the subs bench in the last game. A lot going on with the Houston Dynamo when they take on the New York Red Bulls as well. So, Tim Howard, I'm going to go through the starting 11 and the subs. Howard, I thought, was solid, provided the saves he needed. Guy's maturing like a fine wine, getting better. Anybody who's bagging on his age, I think you're off base. Many a good goalkeeper has gone into their late 30s and 40s. I trust Tim Howard right now far more than any other U.S. goalkeeper. And for those of you talking about Ethan Horvath and some of these younger goalkeepers, of course, are not going to be brought into a World Cup qualifying situation like this. Jorge Villafana, wow, all of a sudden, two solid matches at left back. He harasses. He's tough to play against. It's tough to get behind him. I guess he's the incumbent in the left back position. And I thought Bruce Arena was going to go with DeMarcus Beasley. Omar Gonzalez, size and strength. Where was the intimidation? Where was the dominance from Omar? Very disturbing that a goal's conceded off a throw-in. Incredibly sloppy. And I thought the U.S. looked very shaky defending set pieces. Tim Ream moved into the lineup well, did not overcommit in the absence of John Brooks. There was one moment where he was isolated one-on-one. He did a wonderful job of just jockeying the guy and slowing the guy down. And eventually he just fizzled that attack out with that. So I think Tim Ream gets passing grade. Zusi, he fought it right back. He was left out on his own a couple of times, like I mentioned. Everybody was like, well, he's being put in the lineup to get forward. Well, yeah, that's good in theory because that's the type of player he is. But that wasn't going to happen a lot in Panama. So he was going to have to defend in this one. So common sense would have led us before that game to be reminded that he was going to have to do a lot of defending. Michael Bradley was solid. Came very, very deep at times to collect the ball. But I thought he was solid. But he, like everybody's, getting enhanced by just the pulsating, life-breathing play of Christian Pulisic, who is changing the dynamics of the national team by the game now. He was targeted heavily, dealt with getting kicked wonderfully. He probably thinks in his mind, getting kicked, that means I'm in the game. He defended Dempsey when Dempsey was knocked to the ground. He's breathing life into Dempsey's game. Nagby worked hard both ways. More end product for him. Jermaine Jones, I thought, struggled at times with his touch. Looked a bit sluggish. Dempsey, one chance, one finish. Best clinical finisher the U.S. has. Altidore, it was a bit of a tough night for him. Seems to come back into midfield solely for the ball. Can he mix it up more? Can he spin off and look for it behind defenses? Bedoya came on, worked hard. Areola joined in the game quickly. Acosta. Keep an eye on Kellen Acosta. He might be the future partner of Michael Bradley in midfield. All right, we're going to use the Alpine Stars to take you to commercial. Couple things here real quick. Moment for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John Daspit and his law firm are personal injury attorneys. They'll bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Whether your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, might be 18-wheeler, Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your case as if it's their own. It's DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm is going to work for you 24-7. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Right now, I have a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Red Bulls match this weekend, courtesy of the Houston Dynamo. Get your tickets at HoustonDynamo.com. And coming up after this break, we'll have the one and only Mauro Manotas. Remember him at the end of last year? 6 goals in 8 games. Mauro Manotas is up next. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. If you're caller number 6, you get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo New York Red Bulls this Saturday night at BBVA Compass Stadium.
97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Right around close. No one coming to cover. Bradley!
U.S. 6, Honduras 0. And then the U.S. Drawing down in Panama 1-1. 4 points. They're right back in it. Just a quick word here. The Shipley Donuts Dash. Do you love donuts and helping hungry Houston kids? The third annual Shipley's Donut Dash benefiting kids' meals will be Saturday, April 22nd. There's a two-mile course featuring a donut-themed obstacles as you run this. It's a family-friendly route near downtown Houston. It's the sweetest fun run in town, and you can go to ShipleyDonutsDash.com for more information on the race. Azure Salon. Now, let me tell you about Azure Salon in the heart of River Oaks and in West Ave Shopping. The stylists at Azure Salon, they keep me looking good and sharp for all my TV work on Dynamo games, on ESPN, Fox, whatever it is. And believe me, working with me, you know, you got to be good to make me look good. Azure Salon is the place to go. Guys, get to Azure Salon. And ladies, they have you covered with color, cuts, extensions. Azure Salon. .com. It's AZURSALON.com. So we welcome you back in studio now. I've got Hector Castletort of the Houston Dynamo is here. Hector, thank you very much for coming in. He's going to translate the interview with Mauro Manotas, who really graciously has come into studio. So first and foremost, Hector, just tell Mauro that we really thank him for making the effort to come in studio. It's important.
Muchas gracias, Glenn, por tenernos. Mauro, Glenn te quiere dar las gracias por estar aquí con su público, estar con él, y está muy agradecido por haber aceptado la invitación.
Bueno, primero que todo, darle las gracias a Glenn por la invitación. Muy feliz de estar acá. Sabe que es una persona que desde el principio me ha dado su apoyo y me ha dado su voz de aliento. Y bueno, muy agradecido y muy feliz de estar acá.
I want to thank Glenn for having me. He's someone that from the beginning has shown his support towards me, and he has been a great encourager, and I'm really thankful for being here.
Well, let's talk tomorrow. Last year he finished in spectacular fashion. He had 6 goals in the last 8 games, Hector, and I think he was really one of the big bright spots. He brought the smiles back on the faces of fans down at BBVA Compass Stadium in a year that was very tough, if we're being fair. How tough has it been for Mauro now? Not to get the desired playing time that I know that he wants. I know he's hungry to get back on the field.
Mauro, la temporada pasada terminaste siendo uno de los jugadores revelación del equipo. Metiste tantos goles como se estaba acabando la temporada. Y pues ahora no has estado recibiendo tantos minutos como a lo mejor a ti te gustaría. ¿Qué es lo que sientes? ¿Cómo te sientes?
Bueno, uno como jugador de fútbol y como especialmente uno como delantero, uno siempre quiere jugar, siempre quiere estar en la cancha, que siempre quiere estar haciendo goles, pero bueno, actualmente no estamos, bueno, como dicen ustedes, no hemos tenido la oportunidad de tener muchos minutos, pero el equipo anda bien, tenemos 6 puntos de 9, así que estamos bien, vamos ganando, así que estoy tranquilo, trabajando y esperando de que la oportunidad en un futuro llegue.
You know, as a forward, as a player, I always want to play, I always want to score. But, you know, right now the team is doing well. And the team has 6 out of 9 points. And I feel confident about what the team is doing. And I know that just waiting for that opportunity to be able to play.
Mauro Manotas joining us in studio, Houston Dynamo striker. Remember him last year. Such a young talent. I was always impressed with the way, Mauro, you handle yourself. I think you're mature beyond your age. You handle yourself wonderfully, and I think that sticks out to me. Just talk about now the mental side of it. When you're not playing, how strong you have to be mentally. And, you know, you got to train like a first-team player every day, right, mm-hmm. for when your opportunity comes.
Mauro, siempre ha estado, siempre me impresionó la manera en la que te, mantenías, una persona que es muy madura para su edad, y con todo lo que llegaste a hacer la temporada pasada, te mantuviste centrado. ¿Cómo puedes platicar un poco acerca de lo que es lo mental, el tener que estar apoyando al equipo desde otra perspectiva? Y, porque como quiera, todos los días tienes que ir a entrenar y seguir entrenando para esa oportunidad cuando llegue. ¿Puedes hablar un poco acerca de eso?
Bueno, creo que eso es algo que, bueno, que todo jugador de fútbol debe tener, que es la paciencia, tener paciencia y tener la misma mentalidad si estuviera jugando y si no estuviera jugando. Entonces, es algo de que tengo yo siempre en mente, apoyar siempre al equipo, si estoy afuera, si estoy adentro, desearle lo mejor siempre a los jugadores que jueguen, porque eso es algo muy importante en el ser humano, siempre desearle el bien a los otros, y que seguramente cuando a uno le toque jugar, ellos harán lo mismo, siempre van a uno a apoyar, porque bueno, yo el año pasado tuve la oportunidad de apoyar mucho al equipo desde afuera, y cuando estuve adentro, ellos me apoyaron a mí, entonces eso es muy importante.
Something that every player has to have is to be patient, and you have to have that mentality when you're playing and when you're not, and at the same time you have always to be supporting the team. You have always to be supporting the team and wishing for your teammates to do well when they are playing, because when that's just something on the human nature to wish well to others. And I know that when it's my time to play, they're going to be wishing me to do well as well.
Ask Mauro to talk about the camaraderie now in this team, this esprit de corps under Wilmer Cabrera, because it seems like it's a very tight team. It seems like everybody, as to what Mauro just said, is very supportive of each other. Team chemistry.
¿Puedes hablar un poco acerca de la química que ha traído Wilmer Cabrera al equipo? Porque parece que el equipo está muy unido en todos los aspectos. ¿Puedes hablar un poco acerca de eso?
Claro, ese fue uno de los aspectos más importantes que cambió el equipo. Que estamos muy unidos, la familia, todos remamos para un mismo objetivo. Se nota en cada entrenamiento, en los partidos, cuando alguno de nuestros compañeros anota un gol o hace una buena jugada, todos vamos a celebrar, todos estamos unidos. Y eso es algo que el profe inyectó desde que llegó acá al equipo. Y eso es algo muy importante, y era algo que nos faltaba en los últimos 2 años. Entonces, el profe fue lo primero que nos dijo, que fuéramos una familia, que fuéramos bien unidos. Y bueno, eso es algo muy importante para que el equipo hoy esté como esté en la temporada.
That's a really important aspect for the team. That's something that since Wilmer got here, he has installed on us, you know, that we have to be a unit, we have to be a family, we have to be a family inside. And you can tell when somebody does a big play, everybody celebrates. When somebody scores a goal, everybody comes and celebrates together, which is something that for the last 2 years was missing. But now when Wilmer gets here, he got us united, and he has installed, and again, he has pushed us to be a family together, to play as a unit.
How exciting is it after being as a lone striker last year, which is a very difficult thing to do, to now have a system that's a 4-3-3 that legitimately plays with three strikers? How exciting is that for Mauro? Is that something that's lifted his excitement as well? The style of play, number one, and the new system with three strikers.
El año pasado jugabas como delantero solitario. En esta temporada el estilo de juego es distinto. Ya se tiene a dos personas por las bandas. ¿Es muy emocionante para ti el poder jugar así, tener ese estilo de juego? ¿Cómo te sientes acerca del estilo de juego que ha traído Wilmer al equipo?
Bueno, creo que es algo que a todos, no solo especialmente a mí, sino bueno, a Eric, pues que somos los delanteros 9 del equipo, creo que nos ha sentido bien. Es algo, un cambio que ha sido muy importante y que le ha gustado no solamente a nosotros, sino también a los fans, a ustedes, pues los periodistas también les ha gustado, porque tener siempre, queremos siempre atacar, siempre querer hacer goles, y era algo que nos faltaba también el año pasado, porque bueno, solamente teníamos uno o dos que atacábamos, pero no teníamos nunca oportunidades de marcar. Pero este año con imagínense, con tres delanteros, tenemos más opciones de atacar, tenemos más opciones de marcar, y eso se ha visto reflejado en los estos partidos.
That's something that not only me personally, but everybody has felt that it's done well, you know, not only for me and Eric, who play as nines, but I mean, not only for me, but also for Eric, who play as nines. And this is something that we like in the team. This is something that the fans like. This is something that the journalists and the press likes. And this is, and it's something that we were missing last year. It's something different. It's something exciting. And just imagine, you know, you have two strikers this year, and we're going to be keep on creating opportunities every chance.
Now, I know he targets himself as a number nine, but is he comfortable playing in wide areas for extended periods of time? You know, I understand that the three up front obviously interchange a lot. We've seen Kubo Torres pull wide. In fact, he pulled wide to score one of his goals. But is he comfortable playing in a wide area?
Ahorita te estabas describiendo como un número nueve. ¿Te sientes cómodo jugando por las bandas, en esta delantera? De repente vemos, por ejemplo, Eric cuando metió un gol estaba más abierto, estaba en un área más abierta. ¿Tú te sientes cómodo haciendo eso?
Bueno, sí, yo tuve la oportunidad de jugar. Bueno, desde pequeño he jugado en esa posición de volante, de delantero derecho, de delantero izquierdo. Y bueno, la verdad es que me siento bien cómodo, me siento bien cómodo. He tenido la oportunidad de dialogar con el profe, y él me dice pues que no solo me ubique ahí siempre delantero centro, sino que también tenga variedades, que vaya a la derecha, que vaya a la izquierda, y que eso me va a servir de mucho. Entonces, me gusta a mí tirarme por la banda, tirarme por la derecha, por la izquierda, porque también tengo esa facilidad de jugar ahí.
Since I was little, I have had the opportunity and I have been able to play in different areas, not only as a striker. I have been able to play on the wide areas as well. And it's something that I feel comfortable doing. It's not different. And as a matter of fact, Wilmer has told me to keep on creating on that, to play in other areas, not only as a striker, but also to be able to be more dynamic on the field.
How important has it been for this team, along with Mauro, to inject some pace and penetration with the likes of Romel Kyoto and Albert Elise? How important are those two guys in transforming this team, along with what's already here, like himself?
¿Cómo crees que que se hayan añadido jugadores como Romel y como Albert, que son tan rápidos, que son tan dinámicos enfrente, ayudan a todo el equipo, y sobre todo a ti como centro delantero?
Bueno, creo que Rommel y Ellis, como se ha visto reflejado, son jugadores que muy productivos. Son jugadores que con una o dos jugadas ya están, estamos en opciones de peligro, y siempre nos tienen a mí y a Eric en opciones de gol. Y bueno, para nadie es un secreto de que son, como decimos nosotros, unos animales, que son unas bestias, que juegan mucho fútbol, que son muy rápidos, y eso nos ha servido de mucho a nosotros. A nosotros nos llena mucho de confianza porque siempre vamos a tener opciones de gol, siempre vamos a tener esa pelota ahí para meterla. Entonces, eso es algo muy importante, y que con la llegada de ellos dos nos ha servido muchísimo.
I mean, as everybody has seen, Romel and Ellis are really productive players. They create a lot of scoring chances. You know, within one or two plays, they are going to start creating that key opportunity. Like what we say in soccer, you know, you can say they're beasts, you know, because they keep pushing, and they help us by putting the ball where it needs to be. And with them, we're always going to be going forward and scoring, creating chances.
Mauro Manotas, Houston Dynamo, joining us in studio here ahead of the Dynamo taking on the New York Red Bulls this weekend. We're not sure what the status of Romel Kyoto is, but a lot of the talk is now that he's not going to be available this weekend. Could be an opportunity for Mauro Manotas in combination with Andrew Wenger, Vicente Sanchez. So there will be some changes in the Dynamo. Depth is going to be challenged here this weekend. I wanted to ask Mauro if, in fact, he watched the Colombia game yesterday. I have a feeling he did, against Ecuador, the 2-0 win where James Rodriguez and Cuadrado scored in South American World Cup qualifying.
Primero que nada, el partido contra el Dinamo va a ser un partido importante y pues va a haber puede haber una oportunidad para que tú, Andrew o Vicente tengan la oportunidad de jugar. Después te quiero preguntar, ¿viste el partido de la Selección Colombia durante las eliminatorias? ¿Quieres saber un poco acerca de tu opinión acerca de la selección?
Bueno, sí, esperemos de que el día sábado podamos tener la oportunidad de jugar, de demostrar de que nosotros, pues, los que no hemos tenido muchos minutos, también tenemos ganas de jugar y que también podemos aportar al equipo. Y bueno, ya a nivel, bueno, con la selección, bueno, una alegría inmensa, estamos a un paso del Mundial. Y bueno, se había vivido una semana muy, muy, muy tensa porque el equipo no venía jugando bien, pero ayer se ganó bien, jugando bien a la pelota. Y bueno, muy feliz por eso, muy contento. Como todo colombiano, hoy estamos prácticamente de fiesta y estamos ahí un pasito del Mundial.
First off, you know, as you were saying about having the chance, hopefully it can create the opportunity for those of us who haven't had many minutes for us to be able to be on the pitch. And moving on to the national team, yes, it's an immense happiness that overwhelms not only Mauro, but the whole Colombian country. You know, it was a pretty stressful weekend because things were not working the way they were supposed to, and now it's just a little step to get to the World Cup. So, you know, it's every Colombian right now, Mauro and everybody else, they're really happy for what's going on with the national team.
Colombia now second in CONMEBOL World Cup qualifying behind Brazil on 24 points, Brazil on 33, but it's a dogfight in South America. I'm sure he still has dreams of playing for Colombia at the full international level.
Más que seguro, todavía tienes esa aspiración de llegar a la selección.
Sí, claro, ese es mi objetivo que tengo a largo plazo. Solo esperamos de que acá podamos triunfar, hacer muchos goles, tener la oportunidad de triunfar acá, de ganar muchos objetivos con el Dynamo, y seguramente vamos a tener la oportunidad de ir a la selección.
Of course. I mean, that's my objective on the long run, to be able to play with the full national team. But first off, you know, we got to remain focused to what we have here, which is the Dynamo, and stay focused, try to score as many goals as possible, be able to move on with the Dynamo and accomplish all the objectives that we have.
Hector, please, Mauro, thank you very much for coming in studio tonight. We really loved having you in here. Great moment for us. We're fortunate that you came in. Thank you for doing that. We really appreciate it.
Mauro, muchas gracias por venir al estudio. Estamos muy agradecidos. Ha sido un gran placer tenerte y nos vemos.
And Mauro does it on his day off, which is really nice. And you know what? He understands the importance of promoting the Dynamo and how many fans that he has. And we're looking forward. I'm hoping Mauro, I get to see him out on the pitch this weekend. And we love what he did last year when he had the hat trick against Portland. So much appreciated. Hector, thank you for the translation. Mauro, thank you again for coming in studio. Quick word here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are personal injury attorneys. They bring you a personalized approach. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT, 713-322-HURT. Your accident might be car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, or 18-wheeler. The Daspit Law Firm will treat your case as if it's their own. DaspitLaw.com. Daspit Law Firm, working for you 24-7. Fight for your right for compensation with the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-HURT. Stay with us. Much more to come here. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. We'll take a Bud Light break.
They wanna get mine.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.